Molly Tuttle is the name of the artist. Everything Burns. So Long, Little Miss Sunshine is the name of the CD. Newly released in September, Molly Tuttle. Well, it's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're tuned to 91.7 FM KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, people powered in northern Minnesota. Just ask your smart speaker to play KAXE. You can go to kaxe.org and help support this local radio service. So keep us moving and grooving, so to speak. It's a beautiful evening, 77 degrees currently in Bemidji, downtown Bemidji. Looks like tomorrow's going to be breezy. High of 72, it's going to be cooling off a little bit, slight chance of a rain shower, and then tomorrow night a few clouds from time to time. We're going to be shooting right down there to about 38 degrees, they're predicting for Sunday night. All right, throw a few more questions out. I'm going to read a couple that I have left, and I'm going to throw a couple more out. So, 90s TV fans wigged out when Kimberly Shaw revealed the scar on her head on what primetime soap opera? In the season one finale of Westworld, which character was revealed to be a younger version of the Man in Black? Got that one. Got that one. Oh, I did get that one. Okay. Okay, so I'll throw some more out. What is the University of Paris more commonly called? And what Russian statesman killed his son in a fit of rage in 1581. 218-326-1234. What virus, named for an African geographical feature, came to North America in 1999. Let's see, one more here. They're also called erythrocytes. Erythrocytes. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese. This is Canada calling.
Right on. Sudbury?
Good. Yes, Sudbury, you got it, Brandon. Yeah, good show tonight so far. Some pretty entertaining stuff. So, I was on hold, and I thought, I'm not sure, but I'll just throw an answer out there. I just didn't want to hang up and have the beeping in everyone's ears. So
right.
We're going to go with the 90s soap opera. Would that have been 90210, Beverly Hills?
No. Nope, you're dangerously close.
Okay. Okay. Well, I figured it was one of those ones from Fox that the teenagers of the day were into at the time. So, okay. Well, good show, like I said. Just shout out to all the regulars, any new callers, and remember, folks, very important to support public media. You got a good thing going on here, so don't want anything to happen to it. So.
Right on. Thanks for that.
John in Sudbury, and you have a good night.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Anyone answer the question about the virus yet?
No.
Oh, is that the Marburg virus?
Not what I have.
Oh. All right. Well, it was a good guess.
Okay, yeah, right on. Where are you calling from?
The Aikio Islanders.
Okie dokie, then. All right, keep thinking about it. You'll think about it and call me back with the right answer.
I know, there's another one, too, that I was trying to think of, that one that made everybody bleed, but I can't quite think of the name of it. But I think that was before 1999.
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. Well, you
and
know
then,
how... Go ahead.
If I could shout out to Hannah and JJ and the Langs from Northfield, and I think we really got to make the Jester Keech one stick. You know, sometimes nicknames go away, but that one needs to stick.
Okie dokie. I'll do my best.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Yep. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello. It's you. It's your turn. You're up. Listen to your phone, not the radio. Do-do-do-do-do. 5-4 Hello. Hello. Yes, you're up. It's you.
You're on.
Oh, is it Cass? Oh, I think I lost you. We got a bad connection. Ah, dang it. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did you get the Steinbeck novel answer yet?
Yes, I did, just before the break. But you can tell me your answer.
The Winter of Our Discontent.
Yes, very good. Where are you calling from?
This is the green rotary phone on Smith Lake.
The green rotary phone. And everybody knows where to find it?
No, not really. I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I just, you know. Well, so, you know, if it's a special phone, you know, if it's the green rotary phone that gets through to Green Cheese, you could have
that is true.
You could have a line of people standing in your driveway waiting to use the green rotary phone.
It is a big deal. Yes.
There you go.
All right. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon.
What do you got for me?
I'd like to answer the question about the television program on HBO Westworld.
Okay, good.
The Man in Black, that was William.
William. Very good.
That was a shocker.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Fair enough. Where are you calling from?
I'd like to give a shout-out to the Spicy Croutons.
Oh,
and Simon. And this is Joe from The Wolf Spider.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Thanks for calling, Joe.
Thanks, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon. This is the Frosted Flakes from Swatera, and we're calling to answer the television question with Kimberly and her head scar. That was Melrose Place.
Melrose Place. Good job.
Thank you. Real good show tonight. Hey, Grandma Joan.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. Calling about the virus.
Okay.
Is it the West Nile?
It is. Yes, West Nile. That's the one I was after.
Very good. Very good. Shout out to Calamity Jane and the Dip in the Road.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Byron.
Fair enough. Thanks, Nanny.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's see here. That one and that one and that one. Okay. I have a couple more of the TV twists. Nina Myers was revealed to be a mole, and Terry Bauer was killed in season one of what TV series? One more here. In the Mad Men episode, Nixon versus Kennedy, what character's real identity is revealed to be Dick Whitman? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, was it Ivan the Terrible who killed his son, the Russian?
Yeah. Yes, Ivan the Terrible. Where did I go with that?
Okay, well, thank you very much. You're doing a great job tonight, Brandon. Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from the Breezeway in Virginia.
The Breezeway. Gotcha.
Thanks, pal.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. All right. I think I've got a few. This is Old Man Johnson's kid on Gun Lake in Aiken.
Okay.
All right. Erythrocytes.
Yes.
Would those be white blood cells?
Ooh, not white blood cells.
Red blood cells?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to remember my high school biology.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little shaky on a Saturday night. all right, and then we have Dick Whitman.
Yes.
Was the real identity of Don Draper.
Good job.
And then Terry Bauer, that would be the TV show 24.
All right, that's enough. I'm cutting you off.
Oh, fair enough.
The jester is going to flog you over the phone or over the radio. Right.
All right. Shout out to Sarah and BB over on the futon.
Okie dokie then. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
Yes. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling about, did anyone answer the Terry Bauer question?
Yes, I let him slip with another answer, but go for it. What was your answer?
It was going to be 24.
24, of course. All right, where are you calling from?
Becker. And can I do a shout out to all the Green Cheesers out there tonight?
Surely.
Wonderful. Have a good night. Thanks. Thank you so much, Randy. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I have one more television question left. Abraham and Glenn fell to Negan's baseball bat in a season 6 episode of what AMC series? Abraham and Glenn fell to Negan's baseball bat in a season 6 episode of what AMC series? Whew. Got it. All right. What does the D stand for in the in WD-40? What does the D stand for? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Brandon.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I was going to answer a question. Did you get the answer for the university in Paris?
I did not.
Is it the Sorbonne?
Yes, exactly. Very good. The Sorbonne.
Great.
I'm not sure if we're pronouncing it right, but that's what it looks like to me.
Sorbonne is what it is.
Fair enough.
Sorbonne.
Yeah, right on.
And this is the Nymur Loon.
Oh, good.
Yep, and I'd like to give a shout-out to the Migrating Warblers.
Oh, very good. Haven't heard from them for a while.
Yeah, no, they called last week, I know.
Yeah, I was indisposed.
But they're migrating right now, so who knows where they are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the D in WD-40 stands for water.
The D?
Water displacement.
Now, come on, back up. Back, set the beer down. Set your beer down. Okay? Start over.
The D in WD-40 stands for water displacement.
No, you said it again. The D stands for... Come on, you said it. You just added a word in front of it.
Displacement.
Displacement. That's all I wanted.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did anybody get the one for, what was it, that urethral whatever?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we got. What was your answer?
Red blood cells.
Yes, very good. Very good. Oh, hey, where are you calling from?
How did you know I was drinking beer?
Because...
Some of my trees are dying, and I thought maybe somebody put trail cams or something up there, and when they went up there, they broke branches.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's a possibility. But
could be.
Yeah, it could have been Mother Nature, too.
I think it was Brandon.
I don't know. I don't think I climbed anybody's trees lately, but...
You haven't been in Chisholm lately, have you?
I have not been to Chisholm for a while, no. I'm fixing to go there, though.
Oh, okay.
So you're calling from Chisholm?
Yes, I am. Gene from Chisholm.
Gene from Chisholm. All right, Gene, thanks for calling, buddy.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, Brandon, I've been on hold so long. The only question I have for you, does the Stanley Cup parade route start on West 7th or Kellogg?
Well, boy, I don't, you know, West 7th, they got that big sinkhole that they fixed, so.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know what? It starts at Big Ollie up in Alec, all the way down 94, all the way down to Brook statue.
Well, I'm going to sit at Mancini's and have a steak and a cocktail and watch it go by.
You're no dummy. So I would bet, like I said, I've been on hold so long, I don't remember half the questions. Can you throw me a softball? I'm only going to answer one. I won't take liberty.
What does the M stand for in the tech giant IBM?
Machine.
Yep. Very good. See, you pulled it out. You pulled it off.
I'm gone. Pulled that one out of the dark. Every once in a while, the sun shines on a dog's, you know, water. So anywho, I'm still at Krupp's. They haven't kicked me out yet, but I feel like they're like tone her down a bit.
yeah, you better.
Anyway, Cassandra, Josh, Stray Cat Racing. All my boys, they run hard at lacrosse this weekend, Oktoberfest, too.
Awesome.
And yeah, rubber side down, track side down, and always cheese them. Furnace filters monthly.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon. Did anyone get the answer or the question for Dr. Kimberly Shaw?
Dr. Kimberly Shaw. Where did I go with that?
I know someone said Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. No, I did. I got it. Yes, right here.
All right,
yes,
that
yes.
was... Oh, that was Melrose
Place. Melrose Place, yep, exactly.
Woohoo.
Woohoo, exactly.
This is Bob from the mean streets of South St. Paul, giving a shout-out to my brother Mike, who is one of the hosts on the show, and my other brother, Craig.
Your brother Mike Barry?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, right on.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he...
Hi, sir. Great show.
All right on. Thanks for calling. Show. You betcha.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Which candy's name comes from its founders, Forrest Mars Sr. and Bruce Murray? What broadcast network is home to the Friday night programming block down as TGIF? The Friday night programming block known as TGIF. Where did that other one go? Dang, there's one I was looking for. I can't find it. Oh, okay. Completely automated public Turing test to sell computers and humans apart is better known by what acronym? Okay, I'll say it one more time. Okay, because I got a kick out of this one. Completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart is better known by what acronym? And everybody sees it if you touch a computer. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, you want to make great radio? How about you just ask me questions for the next 45 minutes and I answer them one after another?
Do you know what a jet...
Tighten it up, Jace. Tighten it up.
Do you know what
a... What was that nonsense?
I was waiting for that.
Yes. That was ridiculous. That dude needs to be flogged. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a code he borrowed from James Dean, I accept the nomination of court jester from the king and queen, even though I don't like to bend the knee to anybody, but I've drank with them and they are cool. So,
okay. So
from now on, I guess I got to be the jester, or can I still be Keach from Parts Unknown?
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. We need to designate the moniker as like Keach or Jester Keach from Parts Unknown or something like that.
I'll put my noggin to it, and you need to tighten it up.
Yeah, I know. I was on vacation. All right, I came back. I was a little rusty.
You're slipping. You're slipping, man. All right, love you, Chase.
Talk to you later, man.
Shout out to everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Gee whiz, it's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. We received support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 to 8. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time. Let's see, where are we at here? Okay, what clusters of stars do astronomers classify as being elliptical, lenticular, irregular, or spiral? Mm-hmm. What element symbol, Mg, occurs naturally in such minerals as dolomite and brucite? 218-326-1234. What does the letter I stand for in the file format known as GIF? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, it's Cooper Scouts in Bemidji.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. It's fun hearing all the shout-outs tonight. Glad the king and queen got through.
Yeah.
Got an answer for the Negan with the baseball bat.
Oh, yes.
That's from The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Very good. Very good.
We're big fans of the zombie genre in this household, but that show kind of went off the rails near the end, so we kind of, you know, it wasn't long after Negan that we stopped watching, but, you know, it was good then.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Can't say I've ever seen it.
To the newly titled Jester Keach and the Crouchdown Ninjas and everybody else out there.
All right. Good job. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I believe you're looking for graphics interchange.
Yes, interchange. Exactly. The I stands
graphics
for...
interchange format, I think, right?
Yeah, that's what I have. You betcha.
And I, you know, it is GIF, not JIF. JIF is a peanut butter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
Well, this is Donnie from Cedar Island Lake. Shout out to the former queen, Nancy, who's had a few too many.
Donnie. Let's see.
Donnie. I can't be the prince anymore, so I'm Donnie.
Oh, all right. Okay. Okay. All right. And does it like run in the family where we just, everybody makes up their own name or?
Well, we were named after our dogs.
Oh, okay. Good enough. So the dog's name. Okay. Yeah. All right. Gotcha. Gotcha. But you're not like at work trying to hide who you are and beat around the bush.
Oh, no.
All right. Good answer.
Throw it on the, whatever they call it, the porch, but there's a fancier name. I forgot it already. The lanai. We're out on the lanai.
The lanai, yes. Work. Yeah. No, I'm teasing Ed, really. I'm just using you as the conduit. Thanks, Donnie.
There you
bye.
Go.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brendan. Somebody did already answer the Walking Dead, right?
They just got it, yep.
Okay, so then I'm going to answer the MG one.
Yeah. Okay, go for it.
Magnesium
is correct.
Is that right?
Yes, that is what? Correct.
Oh, thank you. I was just waiting here, and I was just really wanting to do the other one, but...
Yeah,
I'm a nurse. Work with magnesium all the time.
There you go. There you go. Where are you calling from?
I want to give a shout out to my brother-in-law, Mark Anton, listening in St. Paul.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, wait a minute. You got to tell me where you're calling from.
Deer Lake in Grand Rapids.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you.
We just closed the cabin for the weekend. We're leaving on Monday for the season.
Fair enough. It's a sad day, but it always comes.
It is such a sad day. Opening's a good day. Closing's a sad day.
Right. All right. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brendan. Did anybody answer the question yet about Kimberly Shaw and what show she was featured on?
I did get that one. Yep.
Was it Melrose Place?
Yep, Melrose Place. You betcha.
So sorry I missed it. This is Daughter Nature calling from Northern Aiken County. Shout out to Mother Nature and Chelsea over in Northeast Minneapolis.
Okie dokie. Thanks, daughter.
Thanks. Have a great time.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Most weather occurs in the lowest level of the atmosphere, which extends to an altitude of 6 to 10 miles. What do we call it? Styrofoam can be dissolved using this solvent, the same one found in nail polish remover. Come on, go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, Brandon, I've been on hold so long, the Maple Leafs just won another Stanley Cup. Wouldn't that be something? It'd be something else. I bet John from Sudbury would love it, being a Habs fan. But either way, you know, 93. But I wanted to answer the question, Brandon.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm still checking in from Krupps.
Yeah, right on.
I just asked Josh and Cassandra. I'm like, we've got an incident going on here. You got a plunger handy.
Uh-oh.
We got it covered.
So I don't want cabin two.
Well... maybe not. Just no black light parties in cabin two.
Okay.
Either way, I want to answer the question about the Friday night set. It's WDIO-TV Duluth, WIRT Hibbing. I'm Dennis Anderson. ABC. That's the network.
ABC, you betcha. You betcha. The broadcast network of Friday night.
WDIO-TV Duluth, WIRT Hibbing. I'm Dennis Anderson. Today in the Maji River. Remember that benzene oil spill? Oh, we still laugh about that. Which is bad. In the Maji River. I hope it healed up. But either way, Maple Leafs, you know, John from Sudbury. Hope you're having a great night. Keep a plunger handy. Change them filters. See ya, Krupps.
Bye. See ya, bye. I mean, do you guys write this stuff down? I mean... They sit on hold and study. Okay, I got to say this, and this. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. The objects described as lenticular, spiral, etc., those would be galaxies?
Those would be galaxies. Very good.
All right. And then one more. Styrofoam is dissolved can be dissolved in acetone.
Yeah, acetone can dissolve lots of stuff.
It really can. Permanent markers,
paint,
styrofoam, again, paint. All right. Old Man Johnson's kid, calling from Gun Lake. Shout out again to Sarah and BB on the futon.
Right on.
All right.
Bye bye.
Take care.
Let's see here. Prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase are stages of these two forms of cell division. Prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase are stages of these two forms of cell division. Let's see here. What is the name of the sleep phase that is characterized by random movements of the eyes and the propensity of the sleeper to have vivid dreams? 218-326-1234. What is the scientific study of dreams called? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The all great and powerful Brandon Chase.
That's me.
Yep. You just let a guy answer two questions and he took mine.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't let him answer three.
You did earlier.
I know. I know.
You better not show up at the picnic next year because me and Keats are coming in full force.
That's all right. I got big shoulders. I can take it.
No, I called in with acetone.
Oh.
And that was the answer.
What about the candy one? I figured you'd call about the candy one.
What was the one you just the last one you just asked?
The last one I just asked was, what is the scientific study of dreams called?
Oh, with the rapid eye movement?
Oh, that was the first one. Then you just answered it. REM sleep, rapid eye movement.
Yep, REM, rapid eye movement. So Mojo scores.
Mojo scores.
Yep.
Good job, buddy.
But yeah, oh, unbelievable. But it's been a good night. I've known a lot of answers and hard to get in, lots of callers. So, we're going to go jump in the lake here pretty quick, cool down.
Right.
Get ready for a busy Sunday.
Yeah, go jump in the lake.
I'm going to.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Great show.
Okay. Take care, Mojo.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I almost forgot what I was going to answer. I was on hold for so long. But I'm going to answer the question about computers and robots, how to tell the difference. Is that CAPTCHA?
CAPTCHA. Very Woo-hoo! Good. Very good.
And I want to do a special shout out to Keach for every week calling out people, answering more than one question. Love you, Keach. Have a good night.
Thanks. Where are you calling from?
Becker.
Gotcha. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I was just calling about the question about the acronym for telling if you're a robot or a human.
Right.
Is it CAPTCHA?
It's CAPTCHA. And most people just say CAPTCHA. That's what it was. The caller just before you got it as well.
God dang it.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
Yep.
No worries.
This is Wes with Always Outpost, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Gabe and the Brokeback Mountain Boys over there on Jesse Lake.
Okie dokie. Thanks for calling, Wes.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Which judicial body is commonly known as SCOTUS, SCOTUS? The NASDAQ is a stock exchange. It's a stock exchange acronym, or it's an acronym. And what does the Q stand for in NASDAQ? What does the Q stand for? Let's see. I'm still looking for this one. Which candy's name comes from its founders, Forrest Mars Sr. and Bruce Murray? throw another one out here. The Aerosmith song Dream On, which peaked at number 59 on the Billboard 100 in 1973, was the number one single of the year on WBZ-FM, which was a station in what hometown city of the band? Okay. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon, we got an answer for the Mars and Murray question.
Right, go for it.
That's M&M's.
M&M's, good deal.
And since we're on the M's, we'd like to do a shout-out to Mark at Myrtle Lake.
Right on.
From the Breezeway in Virginia.
10-4.
Thank you very much, Brandon.
You betcha. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mars and Murray. Hey, Brandon, did you get an answer for the candy one? I think I just heard it answered.
Yeah, it just got okay. Answered.
All right, then I'm going to go after the phases.
Yes.
Is it mitosis?
Mitosis? What's the other one?
I want to say meiosis, but that's not it.
That's right. It's mitosis and meiosis.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right.
That's the way I'm pronouncing it anyway.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Where are you calling from?
Back to second grade frogs.
Yeah.
This is the Langs in Northfield, and we'll give a shout out back to the IQ Islanders.
Alrighty then.
Thanks, Brandon. Great show.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Chase, did you really just try to shrug your shoulders at an onslaught? Me and Bojo from the sauna?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you got 500 pounds of anger coming at you, bro.
You
Bojo
can't.
Bojo is the man of 1,000 holds. He will put you in a figure-four leg lock.
You can't.
I fight dirty. I will throw salt in your eyes and put foreign objects in the ring.
Well.
So we forgive you. But ask me a question. I want to try to get one right tonight.
Most weather occurs in the lowest level of the atmosphere, which extends to an altitude of 6 to 10 miles. What do we call this? What do we call that part of the atmosphere?
The stratosphere.
No. Next.
Dang it. All right. Only one question. Yeah, I all take lessons here. Only one question. So I will go lay down my dish and think about what I've done. Keith from Parts Unknown. Let me get a shout out to you, man. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Jester. All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
With a last name like Chase, were you fast at one time?
Oh, like, yeah.
Really fast?
Oh, yeah. Just like lightning fast.
Lightning.
Yes. Now it's just
Has the candy bar question been answered?
Yeah, it did.
Bummer.
I know. It wasn't a candy bar either. It was a bag. Candy come in a bag.
A bag?
Yeah, it doesn't, it melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Oh, M&M's, sure.
Right on.
Right on, man. Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to the best kids in Brainerd, Nora and Parker. Love you guys.
Fair enough. And you're calling from Brainerd?
This is Dad in Grand Marais.
Grand Marais. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. We have trivia up here, too, but it's only an hour long and it kind of stuck. So you guys are better.
Fair enough. Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'm answering the one about mitosis.
Yes.
And is that a cell division?
Yeah, that's what the answer was, mitosis.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, the answer was mitosis.
The correct, exactly, yep.
Oh, I got it backwards then.
Fair enough. It got answered a minute ago, but it's all good, man.
Okay, that's great.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
Gene from Chisholm.
All right.
Can I give a shout out?
Surely.
I'll give a shout out to Annette from Hibbing.
Okie dokie. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you.
You betcha. Bye.
Bye.
Let's see here. Okay. In the name of the insurance company Geico, what does the G stand for? I'm still looking for that one and that one. Okay. what is the only Shakespeare play that uses the word dream in the title? What word completes the opening lyrics of the song Dream Weaver by Gary Wright? Okay. Here you go. I was going to try to sing it, but I can't. I've just closed my eyes again, climbed aboard the Dream Weaver. What blank? What is the word? 218-326-1234. Who played the part of Dream Wrecker, Freddy Krueger, in the classic slasher film A Nightmare on Elm Street? Who was Freddy? Who played Freddy? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to answer about SCOTUS.
Yes.
Supreme Court of the United States.
Very good. Very good. That's the acronym. Okay.
All right.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from St. Cloud. This is the Beaver Islanders calling from St. Cloud. And can I give a shout out?
Sure.
Shout out to Michaela, Driven Michaela, and also a shout out to the Mantrap Mamas.
Oh, right on.
All right. Thanks so much.
You betcha. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, it's about 18 minutes before 9 o'clock. Diane Ott's coming in to play some music for you. Support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center, rates, and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Is it the troposphere or troposphere?
Yes, exactly. Very good.
All right, good guess. Ed from Cedar Lake.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. Angering the jester. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, the Gary Wright song.
Yeah.
Is that the Dream Weaver Train?
The Dream Weaver Train. You betcha.
Okay.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
This is Garage Sale Ninjas. This is your king calling.
Oh, it's the king. Oh, I saved a space the for king. You on the yes, right.
All right.
The king.
So, good job tonight.
All right. Lots right on. Fun. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty then. There we got the royalty out of the way. Now we can let her rip. What legendary civil rights leader wrote the "I Have a Dream" speech, which is now considered one of the most famous speeches in American history? Name two of the three media. Well, wait a minute. Just name all three of the media moguls who founded DreamWorks in 1994. Okay. So all three people, and the acronym would be SKG. Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. Calling in with an answer to the Shakespeare play with dream in the title.
Right.
Would that be A Midsummer Night's Dream?
That's the only one.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Enjoying the show.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sudbury.
Sudbury. Gotcha.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Good thing there's not tariffs on phone calls. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, Brandon, I've been on hold so long, the Vikings just beat the Browns.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
I'm actually in your tomorrow right now.
Okay.
And it's looking pretty good. I'm an hour ahead of you, and I'm telling you, the future looks bright.
Yeah, I know it. So I got to get my shades out?
I'm just thinking, like, throw me another softball.
Martin Luther King.
Oh, the Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King. He had a dream.
Yep. There you go. You got her.
He had a dream. And so do I. I'm like, I'm going to have some dreams tonight once I lay down in cabin two, your future sweet spot. I mean, it's a pretty nice little spot. I mean, I've stayed in them all, but.
Yeah, that's what happens when you those rutabaggies that they put in the pasties.
Oh, God, I know.
Uh-huh.
I feed them to the geese.
Uh-huh.
God love you. The deep freeze went down. We lost a whole bunch of pasties. But God love you, Brandon, and always, always change them for us, Phillies Monthly. Ow!
Thanks, Rhinestone. Bye-bye. All righty, then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Oh, they hung up on me. Where's Keach when I need him? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Did you get an answer for the GEICO acronym?
I did not.
Yeah, I think the G stands for government.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Government Employees Insurance Company or something like that?
Well, that's kind of what I've always guessed it was, but yeah, you betcha, that's what it is.
Okay, can you give a shout-out?
Surely.
This is PJ at Hickory Lake, and the shout-out is to all the crew at Schwartz's Island on Cutaway Lake.
All righty, then. Thanks for calling, PJ.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello? What in the world? My line one's not working very well here. Try this again. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Evening again, Green Cheese. Sudbury calling. Now, I have... Hang in there, man. You're almost done.
No, I'm trying to find you on my list. Sudbury, you are. Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, John and Sudbury.
Yep.
okay. So I have a couple, but at the risk of starting an international incident with Jester Keach, I am only going to answer one. We'll respect the rulers here.
I was breaking out in a sweat there for a minute. So
okay, we're going to go with the Aerosmith one with the WBZ, the radio station. I believe there's also a WBZ AM and TV station in Boston.
Boston, you betcha.
Awesome, good stuff. And shout out to Rhinestone. I actually live in Maple Leaf country, but I've been a Montreal fan all my life. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, you take care, Brandon. Great show tonight. And remember to support public media.
Right.
Bye-bye.
On. Thanks, bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. This is Rich. You probably got the answer, but MLK for I Had a Dream.
Yep. I did get it right away, too. Kind of figured it
out. Of course.
Yeah.
Wait, earlier, I interrupted you with the burger chef earlier. You said Mounds. Ours was on Rice Street. You were going to say something else.
In Mound, on Lake Minnetonka, the little town of Mound where Tonka Toys was. Yeah.
Yep.
Long time ago.
Well, between there and Stillwater, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a long ways.
Right. Great show, Brandon. Have a good evening. This is Rich from the Riverton Mansion.
Thanks, Rich.
Shout out to Brother Dave.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, then. Let's see here. So I'm still looking for what the Q stands for in NASDAQ. Looking for who played the part of the dream wrecker Freddy Krueger in the classic slasher film, A Nightmare on Elm Street. I want to know the names of the three media moguls that founded DreamWorks in 1994. And I'll throw a couple more out here. What color are all the leaves in the 1965 Mamas and Papas song? What was the name of Katy Perry's third studio album, which was released in 2010? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, Brandon, did you get the dream Aerosmith one yet?
I did get the Aerosmith answer. What was your answer?
Boston,
you betcha.
Trying to think of Freddy Krueger.
Right.
I can't come up with it. Well, a lot of good. Oh, I got cut off before when I have poor quality internet here.
Yeah, sometimes
I got cut off when I was on, so I don't know if you even got my answer or whatever.
I knew it was you, but I just couldn't get it to connect good, so I had to next one.
Oh, that's as long as it went. Okay.
Yep.
That question got answered then about David Lynch?
David Lynch. Where did I go with that one?
A series that he did.
Oh.
It was called Twin Peaks.
Yeah, Twin Peaks. Yep, I did get that one. You betcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Got him closed out.
I don't know why I remember that. It was really a weird show, series.
Yeah, I think. Well,
good night, Brandon.
All right, Cass.
Good work, man. Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
Well, you have a good evening, too. Good to hear your voice. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Have a good one.
You too. Bye bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Chase, what do you need?
I just, you know, you got to back me up once in a while.
Yeah, I will, absolutely. I was out in the backyard there taking a leak, but then I heard you sound the bat signal, so what do you need, man?
No, it's all good. I had somebody was going to try to answer two questions.
You shut it down, right?
Yeah, I had to flex my muscles a little bit, but I wasn't sure if it was, you know, if it's not enough, I might need some backup.
Oh, I got you.
Fair enough, dude.
Unless you make Mojo mad, then we got problems. But what do you got for questions left?
Well, I don't know. I got a couple. You know, what color are all the leaves?
I believe they are colored a Randy Bachman purple, because you ain't seen nothing yet. Bow, bow. Each from parts unknown.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye.
Oh, my God. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I am calling to answer just one question.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Has that been answered?
No.
That would be, he was played by Robert Englund.
Never heard of the guy. Was that like
really?
Was that like his claim to fame, was Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah. What a job he did.
Right. How'd you like to be known for that for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
There's the Freddy Krueger guy. Or what about that? What was the one with this? Oh, Edward Scissorhands.
Johnny Depp. Written and directed by Tim Burton. Great movie.
Right.
Look, I just want to give a shout out to all the Green Cheese listeners and hosts and everybody. Amazing job.
Sounds real good. Oh, did you tell me where you're calling from?
This is Old Man Johnson's kid calling from Gun Lake in Aiken.
Oh, right on, right on, right on.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did anybody ever answer the question about the study of dreams? What's that called?
No. What do you have?
I kind of cheated and Googled it. It's Oneirology,
right. That's close enough. I don't care if you Googled it. Just don't have to tell me.
Well, I always feel that's cheating.
I'll give you a little tidbit here. So, I mean, I've been doing Green Cheese for, I don't know, close to 15, 16, 18 years, somewhere in there. And, you know, back in the day, I used to discourage people from doing stuff like that openly on the microphone, because I mean, 20 years ago, not everybody held Google in their hand, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was close, but you had to work at it a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I like to look up the questions in some of the books I got, but a little more challenging.
Yes, exactly. But then again, you know, the nature of some of the questions nowadays is such that you either know it or you don't. So
yeah,
there was lots of people over the years that listeners would say, "Oh, that guy's cheating" or something like that, and I, you know, okay, it's a, you know, it's just a for fun game on the radio. So can you really cheat? I guess, but you don't have to tell everybody.
The guy that used to play Freddy Cougar, I remember hearing his name. I can't remember that, but
Robert Englund.
Yeah, that's brother. Give a shout out. Oh, this is the Beer Guzzler in Brainerd.
Okay.
I give a shout out to the gal in Becker. Seems like don't ever hear from too many people down there. And a shout out to the ones in the future, 51st State. I think they'll understand that.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Brandon, I've been on hold so long, the Montreal Canadiens just won a 27th Stanley Cup. It never gets old. It's right. Another Sudbury Saturday night, and I love my pal John checking in from north of the border.
Right on.
We're cut from the same cloth. I'm still at Krupp's. I think Josh, Cassandra were asking me to leave, but I'm like, they got to let me sleep this one off. Long story short, change your filters. Go Leafs go. Also, change your furnace filters monthly.
Fair enough. Thanks, Rhinestone. I thought he was going to answer this question, but it is what it is. Come on, somebody's got to get this one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
The Q in NASDAQ is a bankruptcy indicator.
Bankruptcy
indicator. Is that correct?
No.
Then it's got to be stand for quesadillas.
Okay, okay, I'll give you that one.
All right.
It's not quesadillas.
Thanks for the great show, Brad, and you have a great evening.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, come on, somebody get this one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer a question about the Mamas and Papas.
Oh,
that
yes.
Hasn't been answered yet.
Thank God. You got to sing it. You got to sing it.
All the leaves are brown.
Yeah, right on. Good job.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northwoods Beach, Wisconsin, on Little Johnson Lake between Nakuta Ray and Grindstone. I'd like to shout out to my son, Eric, who's down at the fire, and I'll see him shortly in the cabin. Wait, so he's a faithful...
Wait. You're between the Nakuta Ray and Twin Lakes, Michigan? Okay.
Grindstone.
All right, I got you.
Yeah. And my son is a sometime volunteer down there at the station, so I'd like to shout him out.
Fair enough.
Like I said, I'll see him in the cabin.
Fair enough. Thank you. You betcha. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I got to call it. Where did we go with that? Right here.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I try to find.
Could be so blind, dear. All right. We're going to turn Frank down here a little bit. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. It was a good time. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves. I know I did. We heard callers from Minerva. Ciara called in. Brandy Joe, Simon, Rhinestone, West Eveleth, Jigs from the Garage, West with the at Oli's Outpost. Let's see, the SWAT Terror Frosted Flakes. The Whiz Kids and Little Fork. Mike from the Shack. Keech, Jester Keech is his new name now, so there you go. Deer Lake. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Let's see, Galahad checked in. Rich from the Riverton Mansion. Mojo, Shack Nasty Boys. Callers from Boy Lake. Nancy from Cedar Island Lake. Let's see. Cassandra called from Krupp's Resort. Go Krupp's. Harriet Lake. Ed from Cedar Island Lake. Cass in Worry Township. Cocktails on the Veranda. Aiken, Minnesota, Northeast Minneapolis, Ellie's Camp in Cabotogama, or Elsie's Camp, sorry. The old man Johnson's kids from Gun Lake were misbehaving tonight, so they've been chastised, and they will be publicly flogged at 7 o'clock